On June 4, 1989, the Communist government of China ordered the military to engage and suppress weeks-old protests that had been sparked by the death of a leading advocate of open markets and democratic reform in politics, Hu Yaobang, whom the protesters wanted to mourn. By the eve of Hu's funeral, 100,000 people had gathered in Beijing's Tiananmen Square, while other large-scale protests occurred in cities throughout China, including Shanghai. The protests began in April and lasted for more than a month, growing in intensity, attracting international attention, and plunging China into a major socio-political crisis. The former director of the Office of Political Reform of the Chinese Communist Party's Central Committee, Bao Tong, saw his political career ruined over his support for the protesters after the party wing dominated by Deng Xiaoping decided to take a hard line. In an interview with Agence France-Presse, Bao said the country's present political masters have a chance to clarify the historical record, one the international community expects them not to pass up.
Today's leaders cannot be held accountable for the things done by leaders 20 years ago, but they are still the national leaders, and I hope they can make public the truth of 20 years ago. I think it's also important for the international community, because if the world wants China to act like a responsible government, they must hope to see China address its wrongs of the past.
After resigning his position over the decision to put down the protests, Bao Tong was arrested and officially charged with revealing state secrets and counter-revolutionary propagandizing. He was the highest-ranking government official to be charged in relation to the 1989 movement. Bao was convicted in 1992 after a brief trial and sentenced to 7 years imprisonment, the same sentence as the student leader who topped the most wanted list, Wang Dan, received. Workers who took part in the protests were treated less leniently. Many of those who were arrested in Beijing were tried and executed. At present in China, membership in the Communist Party continues to be a precondition for meaningful participation in political life, and the government maintains strict controls over many areas of life, including people's public worship and the formation of the family. I'm Chris Altieri.